The views and opinions discussed on this show are of the guests and host. They do not reflect the views or opinions of associated sponsors or affiliates. If you become possessed by an interdimensional being after listening to this podcast, we are not liable for any damage caused by ectoplasm, physicality towards loved ones, or levitation-related injuries where you are listening from. Enjoy at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for listening once again. Before we dig in with our outlaw psychic, I want you guys to take a moment and just think about all that outlaw audio you guys got kicking around at home. Yeah, I'm talking all your audio books, those songs you're recording with different instruments, you know, maybe even your very own podcast like I got. Well, I told you guys this before. I'm a really smart guy, but when it comes to audio editing, I'm a complete and total putz. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I either A, have to hire someone to do the work for me, or B, use the amazing software given to me by my awesome sponsor, Acusonus. Acusonus is software for your computer that works with anything. We're talking GarageBand, Audacity, you name it. If you got a software out there, this thing is going to hook up to it and help you make yourself sound way more smarter than you actually are. I kind of resemble that remark. But here's the really fun part. It's so simple. It doesn't take hours and hours and hours to edit. It's very easy. Let's say you wanted to take the echo out of the room. You can use their deverberator. With a simple turn of a knob, that's right, a knob, just a little turn, and you can make your audio sound way better. And here's the kicker. You might think you had to buy yourself this great big clunky junky soundboard thing. Nah, leave that to the engineers and the professionals. You, my friend, will just have this software from Acusonus.com. Guys, check out the show notes and maybe get in there. Tell them John sent you. Maybe you get a little discount, and hopefully your audio will sound crisp and clear. Tonight's guest is the owner, CEO, and COO of Outlaw Life Psychic Enterprises and Golden West Paranormal. She's the author of the award-winning book, Born into Shamanism, which is, you know, just such an interesting thing we're definitely going to talk about tonight. She's a psychic medium, energy healer. She has backgrounds as an actress for Western films, a very passionate genealogist, and a media personality. Her heritage has a work that's deeply entwined in shamanism, druid, Wicca, gypsy. She's got a whole lot going on. And to top it all off, she's a 43-year-old psychic field investigator. Guys, 90% accuracy rate. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Tonight, I am so very happy to have the outlaw psychic, Melissa Bryan, on the Odd to Newfoundland. Melissa, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks much.
Oh, man. I tell you, that intro was easy because you sent me all your stuff. You're one of the keeners, right?
I wish.
Okay. So time for my first loaded question of the night. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Here it comes. Okay. So what's the difference between a regular psychic and an outlaw psychic? I got to know. Like, do you have a gun? Like, how does this work?
Well, okay. There are multiple things here. First thing is that my ancestors, bless them, most of them come from the Old West. They are outlaws. They have been genetically traced. I did all the trace work and found their lines back into my direct line. Obviously, you say I'm a passionate genealogist. I really am. I love what I do. Okay, and then also I did inherit some gunplay skills. From my ancestors. God bless Billy the Kid. Yes, sir. Back last life. I have a very deep connection to him. And he taught me everything I know. So I brought those skills forward to this lifetime. And yes, I'm fairly decent. And then my accuracy, I shoot straight. I don't sugarcoat nothing. No, I don't. I don't go for sugarcoating. You want to hear the truth? Well, I'm sorry. That's what you're going to get. Like it or not, that's the way it is.
Well, there you go. The outlaw psychic. I think it's really interesting. So we got ourselves a cowgirl here. I didn't realize this. And now that I look at your symbols, oh my God, I feel so dense. It says Psychic Enterprises, the outlaw psychic. And there's literally revolvers on her symbol. I mean, come on, yeah. John. Come on, John.
I'm actually also a former barrel racer, so yeah.
Oh, nice.
I am a cowgirl. I've been around ranching, farming, whatever for long, long time. And yes, one time, and I did get to do this. Thank you to my cousin, Ty Murray. I love you, hon. Mwah. Miss you. And he introduced me to my absolute barrel racing idol, Charmaine James, who unofficially, so don't count this as official, unofficially broke her first world record NFR barrel run.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So, like, I gotta just look at this as somebody who's taken two hobbies and kind of mixed them together. And I can really, really just jump on that, because I know that if you have a gift, I mean, right away, you mentioned earlier that, well, one of your past lives, one of your past ability kids, someone you're connected to, probably in your spirit group, I would imagine, Miss Bryan. This person.
I know him in this life. We're really good friends. I know his brother from that life. I know him in this life. My past life best friend, I know her in this life. My mother from that life, she passed away several years ago from this life, but I knew her last life, and we were besties in this life.
So how,
yeah, go figure, right?
So you got great stock. You come from great stock. So this is really interesting to me, because, you know, there's so many people out there that say, I'm a psychic, give me your money, blah, blah, blah. You don't strike me as a type. And
no,
the fact that you got that background in genealogy, it kind of tells me that you're more about kind of uncovering the past and stuff. So I think that's really, really neat. What kind of sparked this in you? Have you always felt, well, I hate to use the word, a little psychic, but, you know, we work on those gifts usually from a young age sometimes. Was there ever a point when you realized you had that gift, Melissa?
Age 21, everything was getting really hot. I mean, I was like seeing and hearing and feeling and sensing and knowing and all this stuff from a wide spectrum of things. I'm sitting here thinking, oh God, no, they're going to lock me up. They're going to lock me away. They're going to medicate the hell out of me. They're going to, you know, throw all kinds of abuse at me. And oh God, now what? So my ancestors, bless them, came from spirit, sat me down, said, you're going to be a shaman. Whoa. Back the truck up here. What? Come again? What? You know, because I didn't actually at the time believe any of this. You see what I'm saying? I actually was a skeptic once. And it is because my parents and grandparents didn't believe in that stuff, and we were not allowed to talk about it. It was kind of a taboo subject you just did not discuss, period. But growing up, I heard whisperings through my mother's family of gypsy heritage. Well, go to Italy, come to find out. Newsflash, guess what? That's true.
Huh.
Okay. You know, and in researching my own genealogical history, and yes, I do have this on paper. It is traced full 16 generations on paper all the way to Jamestown, Virginia, and my 16th and 17th great-grandparents were, of course, shamans.
Interesting stuff. You know,
my 15th grandfather comes from the Druidic heritage. Okay.
So for all the laymen out there, so to speak, you know, we're saying shaman, we're saying druid, and we're saying Wiccan, but some people out there might not know the actual difference between the three of them. Even though they're all closely related in some ways, they're also very, very different. What would you think is like the main difference between, say, shamanism and druidism?
Druidism, from what I understand, now I only have this on a video, so I can only speak from what I have heard, not what I actually physically know. Okay, is that they worshipped trees and, you know, nature of that kind. Shamanism is a mixture of worship of nature, spirits, help and contact, you know, between nature and spirits and physical and all that. And it kind of blends the worlds, as it were, I believe. But that's just my belief.
And then, of course, everyone has a different perspective on it. But, you know, I think the main difference is shamanism. It kind of falls on a lot of different practices, hey? Yeah, and it's very, very interesting. And one of the things that caught my eye, actually, you know, in reading a little bit about you and researching before I brought you on the show was my own experience that's happened actually just a few months ago when I was unfortunately in a coma from December 28th until January 13th. I was on propofol, which is a very, very strong drug. And yeah. Basically, it medically sedates you so that you can be intubated. Mm-hmm. I was just having the wildest dreams. And one of those nightmares involved, in my opinion, somebody who came to me that was Cree. And it was during a nightmare. And I think he came through and he had just the most calmest demeanor, all dressed in black, very handsome looking young guy, straight as a whip, black hair, like just the classic Cree look, but very, very, I like to use the word polished. Like, and he just sat down, he was wearing all black, like a black, like, and like, we're not talking like any traditional garb, like he just had on a black dress shirt, black pants, and just sat down and he looked at me and he had his feather and he just started smudging and he was just like, everything's going to be okay. And we know you're terrified. Here you go. And like, to me right away, that makes me feel like, oh my God, like here I am having this near death experience, completely unconscious in the actual real life world that's around me. And I'm having this spirit guide, basically, in my opinion, coming to kind of, and the wild thing was, it's like, as a practicing Christian, this kind of blew me out of my water. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? My friend kind of messaged me afterwards. He was like, yeah, I sent my spirit guide to come kind of drag you out. Don't worry. He's not yours. He's mine. And I just kind of laughed, right? And he was like, I dragged you. He wanted to come drag me out of this thing. Like, Rob's just been a crazy – he's into this stuff for years and years and years. Anyway, you know, but I just see this face of this –
I'm laughing. I totally get where you're coming from.
Right.
No, and I totally get where you're coming from.
And I'm just like, what the hell? Wait a second. You're not Jesus. What's this? Who are you? You don't look like Buddha at all. You're really handsome looking Cree dude. And like, he's just like, he's like, everything's fine. He like blows the smoke on me. He's like, you're going to get high off this. I'm like, what the hell? Why are you making me high for? He's like, it's all part of the ritual. Like, it's okay. And like, I think what it is.
No, in smudge, you do get high off those fumes. No.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. I did not know that. I figured it was just like grass or something.
Oh my God, that's funny.
So like, here I am, and like, meanwhile, in the real world, I'm completely motionless.
You're describing him. I'm actually physically seeing him.
Yeah, like very... it's hard to describe something you've never seen before. And when I see this gentleman, I mean, he looked very young and he just looked at me. He was just like, no words. He never said a thing, but I could just read him just looking at him. I knew exactly why he was there. There's all these terrifying things going on around me and he's there to kind of guide me through it and tell me everything's going to be okay. And I thought that was awesome. So
now, John, what the way that spirits communicate is mostly telepathic. But I can actually physically hear them the way I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually physically see them the way I see you.
Okay.
I know. That sounds funny, but it's the honest truth.
After doing this show for 8 years, nothing sounds funny anymore. Apparently, I have a Cree spirit guide who came and dragged me out of a nightmare. So, go figure.
My guide, God love this sweet man, his name is David. He looks, if you will, kind of like a cross between Santa Claus and a druid. He's got like this holly or some sort of headband, natural something headband around his head. He's got flame red hair, but it's kind of tinged with gray now. It's kind of, you know, yeah. He's got a mustache and beard. He's got this big full robe and this amazing... how do you call this? Like, almost like a gown or a dress of some kind, but it's really long. It's floor length. He's got sandals on and he's kind of heavy set a little bit with sky blue eyes. And he is just absolutely freaking amazing. Anytime I pull Akashic charts or life charts for people in readings, that's my connection. He pulls all the stuff from Hall of Records, and then my ancestors, he's got my ancestors running crazy looking for stuff. I'm going, oh, man. goofball. Yeah, I know.
So, like, it's interesting. I told you the story of what happened to me, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty common. It's like, it doesn't even faze you anymore. Like, talk about being born into shamanism, right? Like, you, yeah. Great name for your book, by the way. Great name. So let's kind of jump on that now. I kind of want to know about this book, Born into Shamanism. It's an award-winning book. It's on Kindle and Amazon. I'll make sure I link it in the show notes for you guys to go find it.
Okay.
And, you know, for all the listeners out there, www.olpsyent.com. Go check her out. But anyway, go ahead. Tell me a little bit about this book. I love everyone likes to write a book. Come on. Everybody wants to do it. But very rarely does anybody actually say the reason why? And that's where we're going to go today. So go ahead. Tell me, where did this book come from? Why did you do it?
I did it because, you know, it's like I want to remember everything I've experienced in my life, you know, with spirit. And I want to be able to record, you know, the connection between my past life, my present life, and where I'm going in life now at this point, and I want to be able to help others with abilities, which I wrote a chapter in, based on things I learned from, like, Sylvia Brown, John Edward, and so many others, you know, that have kind of, through their books, taught me about my abilities and how not to be afraid of them. And it kind of will be almost like a help guide, if you will, for those that are going through their own journey through this same thing.
I'm so happy to see that someone actually did that. Yeah, I wrote my own book as well. And there's something very fulfilling about writing down about some of your experiences and letting other people enjoy in that way. So hats off to you. Good job. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
43 years in the psychic field, so to say. An investigator or more just a psychic reader? What would you describe yourself as?
Little bit of both.
Yeah, I kind of figured. And I asked that question because, like, in reading your stuff on your site and listening to you and stuff like that, I kind of felt like, yeah, she got a bit of both going on there. So that's pretty awesome.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, some people are either for or against all those things. Some people like having the psychic with them on the investigations. I know I loved having it. And then there was the other part where I was like, yeah, no, this is strictly audio. Everybody out. So I think there's definitely room for that, no doubt. Tell me a little tiny bit about some of the investigations you've been on. You know, you are, you know, kind of like the CEO, so to speak, of Golden West Paranormal. Tell me a little tiny bit about that.
Okay, Golden West Paranormal is because I've had a real hard time connecting with other groups, you know,
yep.
Whether it be locally or it be, you know, elsewhere or whatever, you know, everyone expects me to do all this for free. I'm going, well, I own a business. It's kind of like called doing business. You know, sometimes I can do it for free, sometimes not. It depends on the situation and how far I have to travel. Because I also have my family that travels with me, you know, it's not as simple as saying, oh, yeah, I'll just drop everything and do it for free. No, I'm sorry, that's not the way it works, you know, especially for longer distances. Shorter distances, I can kind of budget a little, you know. And I have to maintain all my own books. I have to maintain all my own stuff, you know, all the finances. I wear all the hats in this, okay? And Golden West Paranormal, again, it's my ancestors back in my play. You know, they have been wonderful. I brag on them. God loves them, you know. They have helped me so much. One of my big ones has been the Brian Laundrie case. That's been one of my big ones. I still feel in my heart of hearts, in my gut, that they are going to still find him alive in Montana, and that's where they're going to nab him. I want to be there, see the look on his face, because I know him from my most recent past life. Johnny Ringo, anybody? Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. Immortal words of Doc Holliday. God love you, cuz. Love you. And, yeah. I've been on the track ever since the case first started, and more and more and more information is coming out proving that my information is dead on. I can read this man like a book. He is an easy read. And the reason I can track his energy is because I know his energy. I compared the photo of him and, yeah. And I'm going, I knew it. Yep, dude, you can't fool me.
So we'll take you kind of out of Golden West paranormal right now, and we'll go ahead and we'll jump right into something that's kind of all over the world right now, which is Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And, you know, we've heard a lot of rumblings from the psychic community about this, and usually when something big like this happens, the majority of people either do one of two things. Either they jump on it to make a quick buck, or they kind of let the wind out of everyone's sails and be like, yeah, don't worry about it, guys. We're 20 years early. Like, don't worry about it. Like, this is not happening. We're not going to be nuked. Like, he's going to lose. Like, this is just a step in the parade, so to speak, some people say. But, you know, once again, everyone has a different opinion. Everybody has a different experience. And far be it for me to tell everybody that, unfortunately, the Yukon is literally next door to Russia. So us over here in Newfoundland on eastern Canada, you know, we're the farthest away from Russia. If they drop a nuke, we're nowhere close to it. But let's be honest, our poor friends in the Yukon, not so lucky. So go ahead, Outlaw Psychic. What do you know about this? Where do you think this is going? And what have you heard?
Well, what I'm hearing are a very, very, very mixed of two entirely different things going on. Russia is claiming, oh, we're trying to liberate them because of blah, blah, blah with the United States. And I'm going, huh? Okay, and the Ukrainian people are saying, leave us alone. We don't want any part of Russia. We want to be our own sovereign, independent. Hey, who can blame them? Am I right?
Yep, that's right.
And with Russia and China joining forces, that's making me nervous because, and that's just me personally, okay, don't hold this one against me. That's making me nervous because they're very close to California via Alaska, and they send a nuke over here, it's curtains for me and mine. Yeah, that's kind of making me a little jittery, shall we say. I don't think anything is going to come of it. I believe it's all hot air from a big mouth, as it were. I think Putin's a big mouth. Sorry, Putin, if you're listening, you're a big mouth. Sorry, dude. Read you. And Xi Jinping, same thing. You're a big mouth, dude. If you're listening, you're a big mouth. I can read both of you like a book, and it ain't no doing.
Interesting take. Do you think anything's going to come of this? Like, do you have the ability to see future events, or is it mostly talking to spirit who know events?
I talk to spirit who knows of it. My guide's saying, these guys are buffoons. That's what I'm hearing. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger.
And if you do shoot the messenger, you better be a good shot, because apparently she can hit between the eyes from like 2 miles away.
Pretty much. Yeah. In more ways than one.
Okay, so to kind of harken back to what I was mentioning earlier about this spirit guide who came and dragged me out of a dream is like, are these common occurrences that you've come across? Like, does the spirit world have more interactions with us than we are knowing?
Yes. Yes. There's more of it than we actually physically know of. It's just a matter of perception and the way that it comes across to an individual.
One of my favorite questions to ask people is, what is your why? Why do you do what you do? What, why? Like, I know there's something to this whole just passion about genealogy, because guess what? That might be someone else's worst nightmare come true. Having to dig through freaking birth certificates and records and, oh my God, like, that might be so boring. Like when I tell people I'm a EVP, you know, researcher, like, I'm the guy who sits back.
Oh, I love EVPs. You kidding me? I get clear as day EVPs every time I, you know, work with Spirit Box. Yeah, I get crystal clear EVP.
So here comes the fun part of it all. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, we want to do that. I'm like, okay, well, here's 35 hours of audio with nothing on it. Enjoy. Find something for me, will ya? Oh, and make sure it comes through more than once because, you know, we want repeatable data. Yeah, suddenly they don't want to be the, you know, EVP researcher or slash genealogist. You really do have to have a passion for your area that you love to do. So what is the why behind, you know, really all you do? I think it's all connected. It's with the uncovering of what happened before, it seems to me, with you. But
yeah, it's basically connecting the past with the present, and it's talking with the ancestors and hearing their stories. And I love that.
So how do you feel when you do that? Like, does it give you a sense of, like, accomplishment? Does it...
Yes.
Yes,
that, and a lot of peace. A lot of peace.
You know, one thing I can tell everyone, you know, after having that near-death experience, we're kind of fearless, right? It's like,
yeah.
It really does change your, like, brain chemistry. It's like, suddenly you've gone from preservation to, whatever, it happens.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, I'm not afraid of death anymore either.
Yeah.
I am not afraid of death because I know who is going to be coming for me. And we have a promise between us that, you know, my loved ones will be there as soon as I cross.
I got to ask you about the horse now. It's on my list of questions, right? Because, you know, I asked for you to send me some info, and this just amazing guest of mine here, you know, God love her. She just decided, hey, I'm Melissa Bryan, and this is a picture of me and my horse, which I'm going to totally use for, you know, adverts here. So I can send this out on the 15th. But tell me a little bit about this horse, because I feel like it's a special one. What's on the go with this horse?
Actually, the horse belongs to the photographer who took the photo.
Okay, really?
Not mine, but yes, he wrapped me in my heart all the way around him. And hey, he didn't even have to try. I love animals, and I connect with them, and, you know, I really love them. I do.
I think, too, like, just see you snuggling up to the horse. It's. I'm not saying it's a rare thing for horses to let you do that. Lord only knows, here in Newfoundland, Newfoundland ponies are, like, just the nicest things ever, and they're so small. Like, they're beautiful. But the thing is, it's like, this is a big-ass horse, and this thing is, like, right next to you, cuddled in. Like, I thought for sure you guys were, like, best buds or something, so, you know.
He was being an absolute knothead, but I got him to cooperate.
Is there any way I can get the horse on the podcast? Do you think he'd come on?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so. Nobody wants to work for sugar anymore. Nobody wants to work for sugar gifts anymore. Oh, my. So what's next for Melissa? You know, you've got all kinds of things going on. Tell me a little tiny bit about your own show now. Time to plug. Well, come on now.
I talk a lot about my own life, what it's like to live as a psychic medium, what it's like to have to, you know, fight down those who really don't get it, don't want to get it, don't, for whatever reason, won't get it through their thick skulls, you know. And what it's like to actually live this way, you know. And the thing that most people don't understand is that this has always just been. It is. For whatever reason, it just is. And when I looked up my own history, I kind of, the light bulb came on and goes, ah, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. I know what this is about. This is the family's, whether you want to call it a gift or a curse or a whatever you want to call it, you know, it just is. Okay. And you don't have to understand or get it. It just is. I don't know how else to explain what this is. It just is. I see, I hear, I feel, I sense, I know, and it just is.
Well, I think deep down inside, everybody has the seeds of greatness in them. I think everybody's got that. And even the people listening to this podcast right now, you might have a talent in there that's hidden away, that's just waiting to be watered so it can grow. And I think that maybe everybody out there has the potential to have many different seeds. It just so happens yours was, well, gunslinging and, well, kind of doing the whole psychic thing. So there you go. I wish you all the best, Melissa. You've been an absolute pleasure for having been on here. Thank you so much for that. Your accuracy is 90%, but you know, you're welcome here 100% of the time. And I'll very much looking forward to you writing that next book, by the way.
What is next? I am doing a cooking book. For two, which is my family's recipes from across many generations. And then I want to, if I can at all ever possibly do it, I also have a series of landscape and other photos I've taken. I'm hoping to be able to do like almost like a pop-up store, because I have the tent, I have the tables, I have the linens, I have the chairs, I have the sound system. I just need to get like the banners and the things to, I guess, put everything up. And I'm good to go.
I can hear my cat outside meowing now.
you know what? That's pretty typical with me. Every time I get on one of these, they're just waiting to talk to me. Oh, it never fails. No, honey, it never fails.
I think she's just telling me to get the hell off the computer. Who's the boss, right? Like, I have three wives now. I have my two cats and my actual wife, right? Okay, so before we go, I always give anybody who has any kind of psychic gift or anything like that, like, if you want to say anything to me about the future or anything like that, or you want to read, you can do that as well. You're more than welcome to, okay? I'm going to open myself up for you, and I'm going to give you the floor for a few minutes. You go ahead and say whatever you feel in your heart you want to say.
Okay, well, first off, thank you for having me, and for two, I'm reading not just your name, but also your photo. You do have some native something going on in there. You are, and my guide is even popping and telling me this, he's screaming, he's native, just like you are. I'm going, oh, another mixed blood. Okay, cool, that works, rocking on, right on. Yep. Even my guide saying it. Hey, who am I to question my guide? He is Johnny on the spot. And he's screaming at me, he's mixed blood. I go, yeah, duh, I know. Hello.
Well, we all should be by this point anyway, but there you go.
Yeah. And if you've got a native guide coming to you, well, you're going to get the same recognition from elders I get. Oh, God. And that's all listed in my book. Read the book. You'll understand what I mean.
Awesome.
So anyway, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it. I do have to go. I have another call I have to get on.
Yes, me too. And I just wanted to give you that opportunity. Well, thank you so much. Now I'm going to talk to Rob about this. Like, hey, man, like, you sent your spirit guide to save me from the nightmare. Is he hiring like regular people to like look over, watch over? Thank you so much. And this will release on the 15th for everyone, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now.
Well, the time to say goodbye is upon us. But don't worry, you can keep track of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast very easily. It's available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. Just look for the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast banner. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date, you can always check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Facebook page. Drop a like. And every single time a new show goes up, you'll be notified. You can also follow me, John Mallard, on Twitter, at O-D-D-T-O-N-F-L-D. That's Odd to Newfoundland. Get your latest news on the podcast, as well as the ever-popular para-joke of the day. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu. From the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.